At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Thursday, March 21st. We're talking about what happened the day before the first Boeing plane crash and new word from the Fed that affects your bank account. Plus, Google Find, Apple's new AirPods, and Woodstock 50. Then hang out after the news for Thing to Know Thursday's bonus interview. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The FBI is now getting involved in the aftermath of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane crashes. The Seattle Times reports the FBI will help investigate the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, right here in the U.S., and look into the process that agency used to originally approve the new Boeing airplanes. Remember, the 737 MAX 8 was the model of aircraft involved in two deadly crashes within the last 6 months, first in Indonesia and then Ethiopia. Now most of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9s are grounded around the world until we know more about what happened in both crashes. In fact, also new this week, the AP reports both European and Canadian regulators don't want to take the FAA's word for it once the agency says the planes are safe again. Instead, they're launching their own reviews of any changes Boeing makes, which could mean the planes are out of service for even longer than expected. And one more thing. Bloomberg reports the day before the Lion Air flight crashed in Indonesia back in October, that same airplane almost crashed, but had an off-duty pilot on board who knew what was happening and fixed it, saving everyone on board. Unfortunately, the next day, with a different crew, it turned deadly. Investigators believe in both cases, there was a malfunctioning flight control system on that Boeing 737 MAX 8. To be continued. Some big news from the Federal Reserve. Interest rates will not be going up again, at least for now. USA Today reports the Fed does not plan to raise the interest rate this year because of the slowing economy. Remember, the higher the rate, the more expensive it is to borrow money for things like cars, home mortgages, and credit cards, although it tends to be good for savers. The interest rate staying the same was welcomed news on Wall Street, but the Fed says it will likely raise the key rate next year at least once. The UK is set to leave the EU in 8 days, but how or even if it'll happen is still a big question mark. The Washington Post reports Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May went ahead and asked the European Union for a 3-month extension, meaning the UK would not leave the EU until at least the end of June, instead of the end of this month. But the EU has not given the thumbs up yet. The AP says the European Union will only approve the deadline extension if the UK Parliament approves a Brexit deal by next week. Remember, Parliament has already rejected a divorce deal twice now. So if it's not approved again, the UK may still have to leave the EU on March 29th with no deal. Or they might not leave at all. By the way, it's been nearly 3 years since Britain first voted to leave the European Union. Speaking of the EU, it's now fining Google for antitrust again. This time for $1.7 billion. A watchdog says Google blocked rival search engines from advertising on third-party websites, and the EU says this went on for 10 years. This is now the third time the European Union has fined the tech giant. In total, they've asked Google for $9 billion. CNN says Google was fined once for pushing its own apps on smartphone users, and another time for steering customers to its own shopping platform. Google said it's making changes to address the EU's concerns. But this might not be over. The EU says complaints keep coming in, so Google might face some more investigations. Peloton is now facing a $150 million lawsuit. That's the company that makes the interactive stationary spin bikes. Well, the Wall Street Journal reports Peloton allegedly used 1,000 songs without artists' permission. The company streams live spinning classes with music, and some of those videos, at least according to the lawsuit, used music from popular artists like Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, and Drake. Right now, Peloton says it respects songwriters and artists and is evaluating the complaint. So usually we take a quick break for a sponsor right here, but today, here's just a quick reminder that you can now become a Newsworthy Insider. It takes my very small team and I a lot more than 10 minutes to create this show for you each day, and we love it. We love keeping you informed, but we can't do it alone. For the cost of just one latte a month, you'll be supporting the show, making sure we're here to stay, and you'll get some Newsworthy swag. Plus, you'll be the first to know about giveaways, meetups, and more. And here's why it means so much to us. One, it allows us to keep doing bigger and better things for you. And two, we don't want to rely too much on sponsors. We love our sponsors, but we like being able to say no when we need to and still keep the lights on. So if you think you get just $5 a month worth of value and time saved out of the Newsworthy, I would be so grateful to have you sign up as an insider. It literally takes 30 seconds. You just have to find the link right in the podcast app in today's episode description, then click support now. It works best right on your smartphone, but you can also go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to sign up. Thank you in advance. Now back to the news. The most expensive city in the world is, well, it's a tie between Paris, Hong Kong, and Singapore. At least according to The Economist, it put together a worldwide cost of living survey. The survey found two U.S. cities in the top 10 most expensive in the world. New York came in 7th, Los Angeles 10th. By the way, the least expensive cities are in Venezuela and Syria. Ahead of next week's big event, Apple announced its second-generation AirPods. Apple, by the way, says the AirPods are the world's most popular wireless headphones. Now The Verge says the new AirPods will come with a wireless charging case, which is something new. The AirPods will also have better battery life for more talk time and be more Siri-friendly with things like hands-free Hey Siri. The AirPods and the case will sell for around $200, but customers can also just buy the new case itself for about $80. They are available on Apple.com now. Oh, and earlier this week, Apple also announced new iPads and an iMac refresh, and expect even more things to come out next Monday at Apple's big planned event. Stay tuned. Google is doing something for the very first time, creating its first AI-powered doodle. If you don't know, the doodle is that Google logo on the homepage that changes every day. Engadget says the new artificial intelligence doodle looks like a piano, and users will be able to make a song on it. Once they click the harmonize button, the machine will play their song like it was composed by Bach. And this is all in honor of composer Johann Bach's birthday. The doodle is set to be up today and tomorrow. It's been 50 years since Woodstock, and for the anniversary, a concert series is now in the works. The three-day festival will be in August in upstate New York. NBC News says Jay-Z, Dead & Company, which consists of former Grateful Dead members, and The Killers are headlining it. Miley Cyrus, Chance the Rapper, Imagine Dragons, and many more will also be performing. The theme of the festival is peace, love, and music. Woodstock 50 is about 100 miles northwest of the original Woodstock site. Tickets go on sale April 22nd. Happy Purim! The celebration of the Jewish holiday started last night at sundown and continues through today. Purim is a fun holiday where people dress up in costumes and eat traditional foods. It ends at sundown tonight. For the first time ever, scientists found a bird fossil with an egg in it. It was found in China. National Geographic says the bird died there more than a million years ago, and so did the egg inside. But the fossil was in great shape. Scientists say the new discovery could tell them more about reproductive problems in ancient birds. And Fox News says the bird is now part of a newly described species that likely lived alongside dinosaurs. That's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Thing to Know Thursday, where a different expert explains a different thing to know only on Thursdays after the news. Today, we have a fun and hopefully useful topic for you. Since yesterday was the first official day of spring, we are talking all about spring cleaning, from how to overcome overwhelm to finding time to do the cleaning and even the good and the bad of Marie Kondo's method. My guest today is best known as Clean Mama. She's a cleaning and homekeeping expert, business owner, and author who's been featured pretty much everywhere you might talk about this, from Better Homes and Gardens to Oprah Magazine to The Washington Post. She's all about taking mundane tasks of cleaning and organizing and trying to make them more manageable and even a little fun. So here's my conversation with Becky Rapinchuk, a.k.a. Clean Mama. Hi, Becky. Thanks so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I first want to talk about this concept of spring cleaning. Is now actually a good time to be thinking about organizing and cleaning our home? And why is spring cleaning a thing in the first place?
I think any time is a good time for spring cleaning. But I also think that when we've been all like cooped up for the winter, it feels like it's the right time to open up those windows and allow the fresh air in and clean out some of the cobwebs and the dirt from the long winter that we've just finished. I'm from the Midwest, so we definitely have the snow and the cold. And so it might be a little bit more extreme. And those like feelings of having to spring clean might be a little more extreme than it might be if someone lived like on one of the coasts and they didn't have those four seasons.
So I want to dive into some of the challenges most people face when it comes to cleaning or even organizing their homes. Why can it feel so hard and so overwhelming? And what do you recommend to overcome just getting started?
Yeah, I think that the time is the big constraint. If you are looking at one of your a room in your home and it feels like the entire thing needs to be overhauled, that's when we kind of get paralyzed in a sense where we can't move forward one way or the other, because we don't even know where to start. So breaking it down into small steps, little sections in a room, one drawer, one area of the kitchen, one countertop, that sort of thing, or just even the kitchen table. It's much easier than trying to do it all at once and dump all of your belongings in one space and try to go through that. And then all of a sudden you have to go and do something else and you're left with this big monster mess that you have to try to figure out when to clean it up.
I love that, because from what I've read, you really are all about, you know, 15 minutes a day or how much ever time that you want to designate each day instead of trying to tackle hours and hours at a time. And obviously, I'm a fan of that because this show is just minutes a day as well. But really break down that method for us. What you have specific days for specific rooms or how does it work?
Yeah, I have a very specific cleaning routine, and I've broken it down by daily tasks. And then those are things that I suggest everyone do every day. They're really simple things like make your bed, wipe your counters, things like do a load of laundry so that you're not overwhelmed at the big picture. You just have little things that you're doing at different times during the day. It works really well if you are working outside of your home. You're not having to work on the weekends. But then I also break down the weekly cleaning tasks, and I have specific tasks for days of the week. So like Mondays, we clean bathrooms. Tuesdays, we dust. Wednesday is vacuuming. Thursday is washing floors. Friday is catching up on anything that you didn't complete. And then Saturday is washing sheets and towels. And I designate that for Saturdays because everyone's home. And it's a great way to teach, if you have children, to teach them how to change sheets and take care of their own bedding so that when they leave for college, they aren't standing in a dorm room trying to figure out how to put a sheet on a bed.
Right. So what if you have a closet, a room, or even an office desk that is not organized? Should you start by organizing before you try to clean every day?
You know, it really depends. If it's just one little area, I would say set a timer. And it could be for 5 minutes or 15 minutes, completely clear that little space, not the whole room, but if it's a desktop, clear that, wipe it down. And then before putting anything back, don't just put back what you had on there, but put back the things that you know you're going to need and you want to keep, put them back in a way that makes sense and move forward from there.
So I know you've been called a cleanfluencer for being a cleaning influencer online, along with other people like Marie Kondo, who says to get rid of anything that doesn't, quote unquote, spark joy. So I have to ask, because there's a lot of talk about her method right now, what do you think of that concept, or what would you recommend instead?
I think her concept is great because it gets people to think about what they are bringing into their homes. But I've also heard there's a lot of people that have regret after getting rid of everything because now they have to go back and purchase things that they probably should have just kept in the first place. So I find it a little bit easier to do things a little bit at a time, look at the big picture over the course of a month and or even the course of a year and work through your home that way. So with my cleaning routine, I have monthly focuses. So like January is clutter. So we deal with the whole home clutter. March is spring cleaning. So we have a focus every single month over the course of a year. And then if you continue it beyond that, you're always touching those different areas of your home.
What other benefits come out of having kind of a clean home. I've heard it leads to being more productive and other things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. More productive. You save time. You have time in your day that you never had before because you aren't wasting any time trying to figure out where to start and what to clean. People are telling me how they have their weekends back because they're not cleaning all weekend long, trying to catch up from the disaster of the week. Just the mental state of feeling more comfortable in your space, loving your home, loving your belongings, and being okay with everything and not having to always be cleaning.
And if you want more from her, her latest book came out this month called Clean Mama's Guide to a Healthy Home. You'll find that link and much more in today's show notes, along with more about all the stories we talked about in this episode. As always, just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. Thank you so much for listening. The Newsworthy is here for you by 4 in the morning every weekday. We'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.